on. You are tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And this is Open Mic, Thursday, noon o'clock edition. My name's Garen Fitzgerald. And yeah, today's show is it's going to be a little interesting. It's going to be a little interesting. And by that, I mean, well, we're in this weird in-between point in time. Valentine's Day was a couple weeks ago. St. Patrick's Day is not for, like, another couple weeks. We got Commonwealth Day coming up on the 9th. You know, it's like it's a holiday. But, I mean, there's not, like, a thing to really unify a topic around that's, like, radio easy. So, you know, it leaves me with a feeling that I should experiment and take you guys in places you might not normally go. And that place today is the world of modern classical music. And I should say that I'm using the classical term quite loosely. And today, some of the new music we're going to be listening to today is more electronic. Some of it is definitely classical. Some of it is, you know, classically oriented. But it's all very interesting. And I don't know. It felt like a good time to experiment. I don't know. It's weird days. We're not quite spring. We're not quite winter. We're not quite hot. We're not quite cold. We're not quite wet. We're not quite dry. We're not quite bright. We're not quite dark. So let's be quite weird, all right, shall we? Let's just do that. Let's agree to be weird today. And if you enjoy being weird, well, this is the day for you. And as we are a community radio station that focuses on not top 40 music, well, let me tell you, I'm dialing that in today. So the first couple of songs we're going to get listening to today come from Nobukazu Takamura, who is an artist who started off in the 90s, did a lot of hip-hop, jazz, kind of like experimental or like DJing stuff, like electronic music. And, you know, he had quite a lot of fun. He got a start here from listening to the radio and playing around with a tape recorder and a keyboard. These are the starts of great music. And, yeah, the album we're going to be listening to, a couple of tracks off the album from his release called Knot of Meanings, Knot with a K. And the tracks we're going to listen to are Ladder of Meaning and The Elusive Beings. And so I was diving through the playlist, the CJSF playlist, and I was trying to figure out all week, like, what am I going to play? What am I going to play? Like I was saying, it's a weird thematic time, lack of theme. What am I going to do? And what really nailed down today's bent was stumbling across this artist named Anna Pejorna, who's the Ukrainian singer we're going to listen to later, singer and composer. She's a classically trained vocalist, so she's very technically proficient and a very technically amazing composer. And she's got, like, I was just noodling around. This came up on my cans because I was listening to my headphones because sometimes my family doesn't appreciate the music that I listen to. And I was just instantly, I just stopped. And I was like, okay. I was leaning towards some bleeps and bloops this week, you know, doing some fun little electronica stuff. And then this just put a stop to that. And I was like, okay, we're doing new music this week. So, yeah, this Nobukazu Takamura music we're going to listen to is, it's kind of like music concrete, the first track especially, because it's like using world, it's found sounds, real world sounds, and putting music to it, kind of music, not like traditional music. But it's interesting. It's really interesting to listen to. It's interesting to kind of almost meditate to. And the purpose behind this album for Takamura, he said, was to, each song is kind of like a knot. The whole album is kind of like a knot that you're trying to undo to understand reality. And maybe your religion, your relationship with God, who knows, like whatever kind of a thing flowing through your brain case. And funny enough, what kind of jumped out at me too is that in his description, last week I was talking about faith and badly so. And he said this was kind of like an experiment with that, like a search for that. I was like, well, okay, fine. We'll do this. I guess I'm not one to ignore when somebody's telling me to listen to a thing. So without further ado, let's listen to a thing. This is Knot of Meanings from Nobukazu Takemura.
An iron spiral staircase. How high shall I climb? Tell me, how far should I ascend? Looking down, the sea is deep and rough. There is no other way but to soar to the top. There is something faintly shining there. But I can't see what it is. Later, a child rushes past me, rushes up. The shining thing up there feels like a beautiful thing. An old man comes tumbling down from above. After a while, I hear him plunge into the sea below. I pray that he is safe.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Open Mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and that was a couple of tracks from Nobukazu Takemoto's album, Knot of Meanings. Knot with a K, like a string knot, that kind of a thing. And man, there were moments in that last track where I was really hearing, I don't know if you guys have played this game, but it's called Marble Madness from like 80s, 90s, more like the arcade cabinet version. But also, like, they had on the 8-bit Nintendo, probably showed up on the Sega Genesis, if I'm, you know, being honest. But real kind of, like, 90s FM synth kind of fun stuff in there. But, yes, I don't know. When I, like I said, I heard a couple of tracks from the upcoming Anna Pajorna's album, Invented Folk Songs. And all of a sudden, I was just like, we're doing modern music today. So, yeah, in this weird in-between time, between holiday and happening themes, we have this. And yeah, coming up, got another track for you. We're gonna listen to a song called Heathen Spiritual off the album Heathen Spirituals by a group called Thor and Friends, headed by Thor Harris, a Texas-born guy based in Austin, Texas, who works with like kind of a revolving group of musicians to put together some inventive, kind of experimental, ambient, classically influenced, fun stuff. And here again, I'm kind of using the term classically loosely. More about the instrumentation coming up. But now this track, like I was going through the album, Heathen Spirituals, and I really liked this for a couple of reasons. One, like the time was good for the set list. And two, I don't know, it's a real kind of chill, meditative vibe that I feel follows up the Nobukazu Takemoto stuff pretty nicely. It's a little easier to understand, a little less, I guess, on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of like modern music difficulty level, I'd give it like a 6 because you got to pay attention. But yeah, that Takemoto stuff was kind of, if you're not into that kind of thing, I'd say it's probably like 8 or 9. But being someone who enjoys, I guess, I wouldn't really call that too atonal, but arrhythmic, like music that lacks like a real coherent mainstream center, I was digging it. I mean, I really liked in the first track, Ladder of Meaning, how there was not the use of, like, realistic text-to-speech. It had that OK Computer-style, like, speak-and-spell voice going. Though it was more feminine, that voice. I really loved the textures. I loved, like, how everything just kind of blended together. There was no driving beat. There was no, like, I can count this in 4 kind of a feel. Or sometimes, actually, I couldn't even count it. I wasn't even thinking about that. But, yeah, today's a good day for kind of meditative stuff. And so, yeah, we were listening to some Takemoto, Knot of Meanings. We're going to go on to Thor and Friends, Heathen Spiritual from the Heathen Spirituals album. And, I encourage you to kind of, if you're sticking with this, just listen through, keep an open mind, and experiment. See what this world has to offer, and enjoy it. So here we go with Thor and Friends, Heathen Spiritual.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Many high school students spend time after school writing papers, singing in a choir, or playing baseball. But Nathan Tan, a junior at St. Mark's School of Texas in Dallas, devotes much of his time to environmental causes, like advocating for clean air and restoring wildlife habitat.
We, as young people, really need to take a stand, and I think it's very important that we take that action and continue inspiring people that are many generations older than us.
Last year, Tan founded the Shared Skies Initiative, a nonprofit that's monitoring air pollution in parts of Dallas. Many neighborhoods near factories or highways are heavily polluted, so the nonprofit is installing air quality sensors to collect data that can be used to advocate for change. Tan also works with his school's prairie restoration crew, which plants native wildflowers and grasses to help rebuild patches of the original prairie ecosystem, much of which has been lost to sprawl and farming. He encourages young people who are worried about the environment to spend some time reading news about people implementing solutions.
Understanding that there is progress being made across the entire world can be really inspiring.
And he urges young people to pick an issue they care about and start taking small steps. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
What up, y'all? This is Open Mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and you're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. So we just heard a track off of the album Heathen Spirituals from Thorin Friends, an Austin-based experimental music group headed by Thor Harris, former drummer of The Swans, if you know that band. They're kind of fun. Very much more, I guess, I wouldn't say mainstream, but like more, you know, more everyday than this, although that's kind of not right either, but anyway, we're kind of on an experimental music journey today, modern, classically influenced. Our upcoming tracks are much more in the classical vein. They're from Anna Pajorna, performing with the Ludovico Ensemble, and if you have ever seen, I just forgot the name of the movie. Oh no, it's Stanley Kubrick. Lots of Beethoven. People up for some, you know, violence. Oh my gosh, Clockwork Orange. Yes, sorry. If you've seen the Clockwork Orange, Ludovico is a reference to the part of the movie. It's a thing that happens to the guy when they're trying to make him less ultra-violent, more ultra-not violent, but yeah. It does things, let's just put it that way. But the Ludovico Ensemble, not at all like that. The only thing is that they're classical, so there's that tie-in. But yeah, so this is Anna Pajorna, classical opera singer, classically trained singer. Born in the Ukraine, grew up in Canada, and actually she's a local to Vancouver. So shout out to the stomping grounds here, I guess. But yeah, so like I said, experimental music. She experimented with combining her classical training with Ukrainian folk music. And usually when this happens, you either hear, I guess, something kind of like Astor Piazzolla with his classical tango, where it's like he cleaned up tango, made it a little more, you know, presentable, combined it with more classical levels of performance rather than street performers or like local town performers. So higher level of technique, but still identifiably tango. But in this case, she's used Ukrainian folk techniques and instrumentation and kind of like influences for her vocal presentation and also the composition itself. So, like, if you listen to Ukrainian music, you might hear something that, if you're not too familiar with the region, you might think it's like Balkan music. It's like a